on Baltimore. You're late. That ain't, I mean, that didn't, you know, not red like that. Do you know dogs tax you now?
Yeah.
Did you see where they killed that child?
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
In his own yard.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him the dog run out there and jumped up. See them old German police dog, they jump right at your throat.
Mm-hmm.
A bulldog. They cut your throat like a man. And he just opened his pocket knife. When that dog jumped up, he cut his throat. That dog went down the street hollering. The white lady run to the door. She said, "What did you do to my dog?" He ain't said nothing. He just kept walking.
Uh-huh.
And man scared a load of wood to a white lady in Harrisburg. And a yard was fenced in. And he had to leave the wood out and run in the door of the truck. And he went up on the porch to ring the bell. And that dog run around there, and he jumped right up at the man, said that dog just jumped right at his throat. But he caught the dog by the front leg and bit the dog. Then when he put him down, the dog jumped the fence and went down the street. The white lady said, "What did you do to my dog?" I said, "I did it. I wasn't gonna let that dog cut my throat." Oh, and so many funny things have happened way back then. Old people, they would pray, had a special place where they went to pray under some tree, way down in the pasture. One lady, her husband died. She went down to the praying ground every night, praying for the Lord, the son, and another husband. Well, she went 3 weeks. So the last week she went down there, she stayed all night. She prayed so till when she looked up, day was breaking. She said, "Oh Lord, I've been coming down here 3 long weeks, praying for you to send me a husband. You ain't answered me yet." And the old hooting owl was sitting over in the tree, and he said, "Who, who, who?" She said, "You, Lord, you know who I'm talking to. Don't come asking me who." So the owl was God.
Did you ever hear anybody say they got dog bit?
Sure, I've been dog bit.
Uh huh.
That same part around there, Dr. Carter.
Mm-hmm.
He had an old dog, and that dog lived about 20 something years.
You mentioned you used to work with some cows sometime, didn't you?
I milked for a hospital milk daily, 25 pounds. That was my line.
Uh huh.
I had to
do. What do they call the little ones? What do they call the little ones?
Little ones?
Yeah, the little cows.
They were calves. They put them up and sell them. That's where you buy veal meat. That makes tender veal when they kill the calves. See, they wouldn't let them live because they'd give them away, sell them or give them away. Because they wanted the milk to sell. And if you kept the calf, well, the mother would have to nurse it.
Did you ever hear one called a yelling?
Yelling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hear the cow yelling?
Yeah.
Sure. Used to see them fight. Yeah. Mr. Haskell had big old black Holstein cows. Some was gungeons, red gungeons. Some of them was a big old black spot Holstein, they call. And they all was named. Mudders, Emma, Mary. And you could go to the back of the barn, see all this end would be open. But it had doors to slide when you get them in there. And you had their heads went in racks,
mm-hmm,
all down the hall there. And they know to go in them racks. And you'd go down and fasten the heads. And your food would be done put down that barn. But you could just go to that barn door at 2 o'clock. See, you milked at 3 in the morning, 2 in the evening.